Elizabeth Cranwell was re-evaluating her life choices, specifically the one that resulted in her running alongside the DY Lagoon, puffing and wheezing behind her gazelle-like friend Ivy. Flanked on one side by squat residential housing, brick walls in various shades of red and brown, tiled roofs, and tidy timber slat fencing, she fixed her eyes on the skyline ahead, focusing on each laboured breath as it burst from her lungs. "Almost there," trilled Ivy, with a glance and smile over her shoulder in Liz's direction. Liz couldn't manage more than an oomph in response. She was 47 years old. When would society allow her to simply give up on these attempts at athleticism? She hadn't been an athlete in her 20s, and she highly doubted it would happen now. She tried to say something to that effect, but the wind whipped the words from her mouth and flung them over her shoulder to where Margot huffed behind her. At least she wasn't as unfit as Margot. That thought dragged a slight smile to the corners of her mouth for a moment, until the beginnings of a stitch twinged on one side of her ribcage, and she grimaced. The breeze that fluttered over the lagoon cooled her as it lifted the lank hair from her neck. It wasn't really a lagoon, but more of an inlet of seawater that had nowhere to go. A trio of pelicans floated on the lagoon's surface. One propelled itself forward with strong rhythmic beats of two webbed feet beneath the water's surface, sending ripples fanning out in the blue ahead of it. She focused on the pelicans and the blue sky overhead. She noted that there weren't many clouds, then pivoted to thoughts about how that wasn't good news for farmers who'd been suffering under a drought for the better part of 5 years. Still, she mused, it was a pretty day. Anything to keep her legs stumbling forward and her mind off the possibility that her heart might explode in her chest at any moment. She couldn't stop now. Ivy would never let her live it down. She'd blame the donuts, the white bread, the crispy chips, and they'd never hear the end of it. No, that wouldn't do. Liz would simply have to keep pushing forward. She shot Margot a sympathetic look. Her friend's face was a study in red. Sweat poured down either side of it. Her lips were pursed, and she squinted into the morning sun. "Whose idea was this?" grunted Margot between gulped breaths. Liz arched an eyebrow. "I thought it was yours." "Next time, shoot me," replied Margot. Liz chuckled, then groaned at the growing pain in her side. She could see the headland and could glimpse the ocean. Not far now. She squeezed her eyes shut and focused on each step, each breath. She could do it. She slammed into Ivy's back. "Oh, what are you doing?" croaked Ivy, staggering forward. Liz's eyes flitted open, and she caught herself before plunging head first into the pavement. "Oh, sorry. I was focusing." "Next time, focus with your eyes open," complained Ivy, rubbing her back. Liz stood with her hands on her knees, gasping in air for a few moments until her pulse slowed to a more normal pace, then straightened to take in the view. It really was beautiful. Waves curled in slow motion, drawing towards the shore. Sunlight glinted off the azure waters.